Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Marlena. And Matthew. Okay, so we've been talking about the tabernacle, right? We've been talking about how the tabernacle in the Old Testament was constructed, how it was designed, and the furniture pieces in it. So what was the furniture piece that we talked about last Sunday? Yes. Yeah, the lampstand. And that was how the priests were able to see in the tabernacle, right? And what does the lampstand teach us about God? Yep. So today we're going to be talking about the altar of incense that was in the tabernacle. So to do that, we're going to go to Exodus 30. We're going to start in verse 1. Moreover, you shall make an altar as a place for burning incense. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be a cubit, and its width a cubit. It shall be square, and its height shall be 2 cubits, and its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns you shall make a gold molding all around for it. You shall make 2 gold rings for it under its molding. You shall make them on its 2 side walls, on opposite sides, and they shall be holders for poles, which will be used to carry it. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall put this altar in front of the veil that is near the Ark of the Testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is over the Ark of the Testimony, where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. He shall burn it every morning when he trims the lamps. When Aaron trims the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense. There be perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall not offer any strange incense on this altar, or burnt offering, or meal offering, and you shall not pour out a drink offering on it. Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once a year. He shall make atonement on it with the blood of the sin offering of atonement once a year throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. So what was the altar of incense made out of? Yep, acacia wood that was overlaid with pure gold, just like all the other furniture pieces in the tabernacle. And where was the altar of incense supposed to be placed? Yep, exactly. And how often were the priests to burn incense on the altar? Yep, every morning and evening. So life is full of smells, and some smells are sweet, like a batch of chocolate chip cookies just out of the oven or a bouquet of freshly picked lilacs. If you walked into the tabernacle, you would encounter many smells, including savory flatbread and roasted lamb. But a sweet fragrance would overpower all of the rest. Every morning and evening, as the priests trimmed the wicks and added fresh oil to the lampstands, they would burn incense on the golden altar in the holy place. Incense is a special blend of herbs that, when burned, smells like a most beautiful perfume. God's incense was made of the finest ingredients, and as it was burned on hot coals, it would produce a sweet-smelling smoke that would fill the entire tabernacle. The altar of incense sat in front of the Ark of the Covenant with nothing between them except a thick curtain. It was through the altar, smeared with atoning blood, that the priests offered up prayers to God, that, like the smoke of the incense, ascended to his throne. Though they were not permitted to enter past the curtain into the most holy place, God provided an altar where they could speak to him, and their prayers, purified by the blood of the Lamb, would rise as a sweet-smelling fragrance to God's nostrils. God loves when his people pray to him. That is why he provided priest and blood and an altar to his old covenant people. But it has always been God's will for all of his people to be able to come right to him. That is why when Jesus, our great high priest, shed his own blood on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom. Through faith in him, all of God's people may approach his throne at any time, offering up the sweet-smelling incense of prayer. Since they were not allowed to enter the most holy place, where were the priests supposed to pray to God each day? Mm-hmm. By the altar of incense. As the sweet smoke rose from the altar, the priest would pour their hearts out to the Lord. Why did the altar need to be smeared with blood every year? Stephen? Yep, to offer up atonement, because even our prayers need an atoning sacrifice for, and they're still tainted with sin and need to be cleansed with blood. So how does the altar of incense point us to Christ? Atonement again, yeah. Because Christ paid the, our debt on the cross with his blood, right? So yes, Jesus, through his death, has become our altar by which we can approach God's throne of grace and have confidence that he hears our prayers. When we pray by faith in Christ, our prayers rise up to heaven like sweet perfume. So the main idea is that prayers are God's people rise. The prayers of God's people rise to his throne like a sweet-smelling fragrance. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, we come to you today to thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord, and we just pray for your mercy today and for your guidance with everyone who's teaching, Lord, and for the people playing the music and for the congregation singing, God. I pray that we truly give praise, glory, and honor to you, for you deserve all of it and even more that we can grant. And I pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.